This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Living through a global pandemic will have a wealth of unintended consequences, positive and negative. But one will certainly be a greater appreciation for people in medical professions, from those on the front lines treating patients to the researchers laboring behind the scenes, seeking to isolate viruses and discover vaccines both now and in the past. Dame Jean McNamara was one such hero. She witnessed and made remarkable contributions in her chosen profession, medicine, principally in the area of polio research and her work with patients with partial or complete paralysis. McNamara was born in Victoria, Australia on April 1st of 1899. She was born into a family that prized hard work and education, and she excelled at both. McNamara attended Presbyterian Ladies' College and became the editor of the school's magazine, winning the prize for general excellence. She distinguished herself at the University of Melbourne, graduating in 1922 with degrees in both surgery and anatomy. She went on to become a resident medical officer at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. McNamara was just 23 years old when she was appointed resident at the Royal Children's Hospital in May of 1923, where she worked until 1925. It was a critical time as a horrifying disease, poliomyelitis, also known as polio, was sweeping the globe. After leaving the hospital, McNamara worked as a clinical assistant for a children's outpatients physician and entered private practice to focus on polio patients. But it was in McNamara's research where she shone brightest. It was her conclusion that immune serum needed to be used in polio treatment during the pre-paralytic stage. She published and defended her results in both Australian and British journals, though it was a treatment that was never widely administered. While visiting Princeton University, McNamara also learned about the virus myxomatosis that infected and killed rabbits. It was at her urging the Australian government held field trials using the virus to eradicate millions of Australia's rabbits, considered to be pests that had overpopulated the country. However, it was her discovery in 1931, along with Australian virologist Sir Frank McFarlane Burnett, of more than one strain of the poliovirus that made her reputation. Their finding is credited as one of the first steps toward the eventual discovery of the Salk vaccine. She traveled to England and North America on a Rockefeller Fellowship from September of 1931 to October of 1933, even meeting with President Franklin D. Roosevelt, himself a victim of polio. In addition to her keen interest in curing disease, McNamara sought to alleviate the pain and suffering that it left in its wake. She's credited with ordering the first artificial respirator, or ventilator, in Australia. She introduced novel approaches to rehabilitation and splinting damaged limbs, most developed in conjunction with conversation with patients and her own splint maker. McNamara proved to be a tireless advocate for people with disabilities long before it was a widespread consideration. She married a fellow physician, dermatologist Joseph Connor, in 1934. And in 1935, McNamara was appointed Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire for her services to the welfare of children. She died of heart disease in 1968. Today's episode is based on the article, Polio Doc, Jean McNamara's Work Proves Viruses Can Be Vanquished, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patty Rasmussen. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.